Hello, this is Elder Brandon Hartfield. We're thankful to have this opportunity to come and be on the radio broadcast again this week. We certainly desire the prayers of those of you that know the Lord, and by the Lord's help, we certainly pray that we could be used of God to be a blessing. Before we get started with the message today, we do want to look to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, Lord, we're just so thankful for the many wonderful things that you've done for us. Father, you've been so good to us, so much better than we'd ever deserve. And Father, we pray that you would lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Strengthen us where we're weak, Father. Father, we just pray that you would help us to stand with your message, and that by aided by your Holy Spirit, your word could touch the hearts of each one that are listening. That Father, we that are saved could be revived, strengthened, and encouraged. And Father, for those that are lost, that they could see their need to turn and trust in Jesus before it be everlasting too late. Father, we just ask for all these things, and we ask it all in the name of Jesus, for he is worthy. Amen. As we come today, we started last week talking about some sins. We finished talking about uncleanness last week in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19. We'll reread that verse. It says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness." And remember, uncleanness means morally impure. And I'll deal just a little bit more with that subject before we move on to the next one. You know, another part of uncleanness I mentioned last week for just a moment at the end is that it has partiality. You know, some people accept some things out of somebody because, well, they got money, or they got talent, or they're this skin color, or they're that skin color, or they're this way or that way, and all kinds of other things. That's unclean. It's one of the reasons I'm not a big fan, and in Congress you got all these different caucuses that like to divide us. You know, you got your women's group, and you got the black group, and you got the Hispanic group, and I don't know if there's an Asian caucus or not. Even the Asians would probably be offended by that because they'd be like, man, you know there's China. You know there's Japan. You know there's Koreans. You know there's Vietnamese. And, of course, even within the continent of Asia, you got all kinds of islands and different cultures and all these other things. And they probably wouldn't like being lumped up in just one group either. We know what we're supposed to be lumped up in this country? American. A lot of people don't know it in our day and time, but what American's supposed to mean is we believe in limited government. That's what American actually represents. We believe that we have certain rights that the government has no authority over. Among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. It's one of the reasons we have the Second Amendment, is because I'm able to defend my life even against my government if I have to. And a lot of people don't like that, but if you go back and study it, what George Washington said about it, what Thomas Jefferson said about these things, you would understand. But America means we believe in limited government. We believe that local government is better government. That you at the local level knows what your school needs better than the federal government does. You know what your kids need at a state level better than the federal government does. Because if we ever learned anything in life, one size doesn't fit all. I mean, I even see that with my own kids, don't you? I mean, my daughter, I have to deal with her a lot different than I deal with my son. Because they're different. And I'm talking about, I got two kids, and I can tell that I've got to deal with them different. I've got some nephews, and my nephews, every single one of them, I have to deal with differently. Their personalities are different. They learn different. They react different. We all ought to know that one size doesn't fit all, but yet we give all this power to a huge federal government. And if you notice, the more power we've given the government, especially over our kids haven't really performed well. Oh, they're throwing a lot of money, preacher. Do you know that money doesn't solve problems? Doesn't solve all problems. We've spent more money per child than any other nation in the world. And we're still not back to the results we were having in the 1960s with our kids' test scores. And you want to know the reason? There was more accountability back then. There was more liberty for the teachers to know what the kids needed. And the kids learned more and they performed better because the teachers were allowed to teach. Now they teach for tests. Because we got to teach for this test. And that's not learning. And it actually discourages the kids from learning. Say, preacher, you're getting off subject. In a little bit I am. But it does come back to, we need to get back to purity. What is pure? How do we get away from uncleanliness and turn to clean and being pure in what God wants us to be, having that moral compass? Listen, we got people that are, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, we got to get back to the place that we're judging people by the content of their character and not the color of their skin. We got to have firm definitions of right and wrong and say this is good for everybody. No matter what color you are, no matter what background you come from, these are standards that we believe in. See, as America, we used to believe in that. That there were certain things that we believed in. If you were American, you believed in the Constitution. You believed in the Declaration of Independence. You believed in the Bill of Rights. And they were good for everybody. Not just people I like, not just the people you like. They were good for everybody. And I tell you, if we want to see goodness come back to America, we want to see cleanness come back to America, and I'll say this, within our churches and different things, we can't have all kinds of doctrines going around. We can't have all kinds of beliefs going around. And what I'm saying with that is, there's certain things that we've got to agree on. As a nation, there's certain laws that we got to say, yeah, this is what we believe in. That's what makes us American. And at church, these are doctrines we believe in. These are principles we believe in. And they're needed by everybody. And that's what makes us Christian. Followers of Christ, is there are doctrines, there are principles that we all agree on. You need to get back to those judgments, statutes, commandments, letting God have His place and His rule. And get to that place of purity. And leave that uncleanliness. The next thing that's mentioned in Galatians 5 verse 19 is lasciviousness. Lascivious is not a word commonly used in our daily conversations. There's probably a lot of people that graduate college that don't know what the word lascivious means. But lascivious means sexual or lewd conduct. This would even cover things like sexual harassment. That's a form of lasciviousness. It covers having speech filled with sexual content. You ever heard somebody start talking about sexual things and things within their life, and you're like, would you please hush? There's movies that make livings off of this, that they just talk about sex all the time. It's got very sexually explicit language and talks about things that, listen, shouldn't be talked about. I'll say this, kids should not hear their parents talk about a lot of sexual stuff in front of them, especially their own private lives. There's a reason it's called private lives. It's supposed to be private. You know, there are certain things that they shouldn't hear. There are certain things that they shouldn't see. You know, the bed of marriage is sanctified and undefiled is what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13. But going out and publicly talking about your sexual lifestyle and things of that nature and promoting sexuality out in public, this is lasciviousness. And we uphold these things in movies and books and music. And as Christians, we're not trying to force this on people that are not Christians. This is for we believers in Christ. We should not be participating in this. You know, and there's a lot of people that try to promote sexuality and try to show off sexuality. This even covers immodesty as far as dress is concerned. When you try to dress sexy, whether you're a man or a woman, when you're trying to show off your body and get attention to it, that's lasciviousness. It's a sin. God doesn't like it. God doesn't want us to be sexual in public. God doesn't want us to be lewd in public. You know, when I was growing up, Madonna was a prime example of lasciviousness. And certainly there's men that have done that. I think in the 90s there was a song called I'm Too Sexy. And there's men that have tried to promote their sexuality, and that's lasciviousness. And then you had, in my late teenage years, 20s, you had Britney Spears, and nowadays you got Miley Cyrus that just want to see how sexual they can be. And that used to make people sick. It used to turn people off. And I'll say this, for a lot of good guys, ladies, it still does turn them off. Why can't I find a good man? Maybe because you're throwing out the wrong bait. And men, if you're throwing out the wrong bait, you might be attracting the wrong kind of women too. And certainly, we're not to be going around just grabbing people and doing things that would be in the term of sexual harassment. And of course, even dealing with the homosexual movement, you know, a lot of the gay pride parades that you see are very sexual in nature. Of course, that comes into another thing that'll be mentioned a little later on too. You'll notice that a lot of sin crosses barriers of multiple things that it's actually covering. Multiple laws that are breaking, multiple sins that they are. But we live in a very lascivious world. And there's a lot of Christians that think it's fine to joke and talk about a whole lot of sexual things in front of a lot of people, and that it's fine. And it's sin. I understand having some private conversations sometimes. And a husband and wife definitely has a right to have private conversations. And there's times when a father has to tell his son about some things that that he needs to stay away from. Mothers teaching their daughters and things of this nature. And trying to explain there's some things you need to stay away from and some things you don't need to do. I mean, you can even find some of that in the book of Proverbs. But when we're going out and just trying to show how sexual we are and talk about sexual things and promote sexual things, that's lasciviousness. And we need to see it as what it is as Christians, sin. We don't need to be lewd in our conduct. We don't need to be showing lustfulness with our conduct. Or in our way of dress, or in the way we act, or in our conversation, we need to show some modesty. In verse 20, it goes on, and the first thing is idolatry. Idolatry is putting anything above God. Certainly, some people think about idolatry, and they say, well, that would be a Christian, you know, being Buddhist, or Christian, you know, going to some false religion. And I'll say this, there is a true form of Christianity. There's a biblical form of Christianity, and there's some people who like to say that they're Christians, but they go against the Word of God, and going to those false religions is also a form of idolatry. And we need to make sure we don't do that. That's one of the reasons you need to know what the doctrines of the Bible are. You need to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. And so idolatry, listen though, I can make my wife an idol unto me, can I? I can make my home an idol unto me. I can make my car or my truck an idol unto me. I can make my deer hunting an idol unto me. I can make my sports an idol unto me. When other things are more important to God, they become an idol. I can make my children an idol. And I can certainly make people idols out in this world. I can make politicians idols. Well, my favorite politician said this, so that's what I need to go along with. What does God say about it? Am I a follower of Christ, or am I a follower of a political party or a politician? You got to make a choice. Which one do you follow? And we need to see that we've got a lot of things in this world. There's some people that make money an idol to them. Are possessions an idol to them? Are they just themselves and fulfilling their own lust and just chasing their own dreams? And no matter what God wants, what I want is more important. That's an idol. So we need to make sure that we're not in the sin of idolatry, and certainly not worshiping false gods falls into that. And we need to be careful with that. The next one is witchcraft. Oh, preacher, witchcraft, that's just something for the movies. Really, it's in the Bible. There have been people trying to cast spells and accomplish different things throughout time. Go down in New Orleans and see if witchcraft is just laughed at, or see if there's people that take part in it. Do you know that witchcraft is one of the fastest growing religions in the world? Turn on your television sometime and see how many shows deal with magic. See how many movies come out with magic and witchcraft. Of course, they try to portray them all in a great light, and there's good witches and there's bad witches and there's all this. And listen, if you're dealing with things in a fictional sense, I don't make a big deal about books and movies and different things, but it needs to be greatly taught to our children that we don't believe in casting spells on people, and we don't believe in potions and different things. And one of the main things that has always been involved with witchcraft, and let me say this before I even move on to that, Ouija boards and trying to speak to the dead and all these other things. And I can show you in the Bible where somebody actually did speak to somebody in the dead. Did not King Saul communicate with Samuel after Samuel was dead? And of course, Samuel wasn't too happy about it. Preacher, you saying some of that's true? Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. I believe there's more false stuff out there than there is real. But listen, there's real stuff out there. And we need to stay away from it. It's not righteous, it's not godlike. But one of the real things that deals with witchcraft, if you'll study witchcraft through the ages and what false religions have done, trying to communicate maybe with the dead or trying to get to see what images they want to see and see things into the future, or talk to not only dead people, but people that are living and communicate with spirits and different things. Do you know what's always been involved with all that? Drugs. Even here in America, some of the Native Americans that took part in forms of witchcraft, drugs was a big deal. Marijuana, opiates have been used. They were used in Asia for years to see different things and get different visions and things from seances and from soothsayers. Drugs has been heavily used over the years. Opium was a big drug involved in that. Marijuana has been a big drug involved in that. And as time pressed on, LSD became a big drug involved in that. And many others. Cocaine. And things of that nature. Heroin. people use these things to get some spirituality and some feeling. It's not only a form of idolatry, but it's a form of witchcraft. Another reason for Christians to stay away from drugs, because it's heavily been connected with witchcraft over the years. We need to stay away from it. He says, hatred. I think we understand what hatred is. Having a great dislike. I can't stand that person. Some people just hate people, but, well, you know what? They got money. They just this and that. And they hate them just because of things that are even beyond their control. Some people hate people because of their skin color. Some people hate people because they're poor or rich or because of the girl they're dating or boy they're dating or whatever it might be. Some people hate people just because of the football team they like. Many different things for reasons for hatred. But we're even to love our enemies according to Scripture. We need to make sure that we don't go into the place of hatred. There's a righteous indignation that has its place. But when you let it cross to the line of hatred, it's a different subject. And we need to be very careful with that sin. Variance. Variance is another word that people don't use too often. But it means inconsistent. The fact of being different to be different. You ever met somebody that would say one thing to one person and say something totally different to another? They're just inconsistent. Or they say one thing one day, say something else another, just depending on which way the wind was blowing. They were inconsistent. This is called variance. We're not to be that way. And another part of this is, I want to do things to make people look at me. Some people do that with tattoos. Of course, tattoos in the Bible, we're told not to mark upon our skin. We're told not to cut upon our skin or mark the dead upon our skin or the living upon our skin, different things. Tattoos is commanded against in the Scripture. I know that's not taught in our day and time, but it is. It's in the Bible. And one of the things for that is it's something to draw attention to you. When I was in high school, there was a very pretty girl, and I don't know what got into her mind, but she decided to shave most of her head except for a ponytail sticking out. The bottom, the shaved part that was very short on her head outside of the ponytail was like a purplish color. And then she had it green on the ponytail. You know why she did that? To be different. I actually asked her. I said, why would you do that? And she said, because I wanted to be different. Being different for the sake of being different is a sin. A lot of people don't know that, but it is. I want to fit into this mold. I want to be different. There's even sometimes preachers that want to look different and be different. And I'm going to be different than all the other preachers. I'm not supposed to try to compete with other preachers. I don't want anybody really to even notice me. I want them to hear the Word of God. Isn't that supposed to be the purpose? That I decrease and He must increase? Isn't that the purpose of a Christian? That I lay down myself and I want Christ to be seen within me? Well, if I'm doing things just to bring attention to me, and listen, you can do this with vehicles. I don't fix up a vehicle so people can look at me. I don't wear a certain style of clothes so people can just look at me and get attention for me. And there's all kinds of people that try to do this. Let me just show off me and get attention for me. That's variance. It's a sin. Being different for the sake of being different. And also it means a person that's inconsistent. That would also go to somebody with no moral compass, wouldn't it? There's some people that said stuff 5, 10 years ago that now they're saying stuff totally different because the politics have changed. You know what that shows me? They have no moral compass, for one thing. And secondly, they're a variance person. There's somebody you can't depend on because you don't know from day to day what they're going to do. They're just trying to be different. They're just trying to fit in. Or they're trying to get attention for themselves. We need to be careful with the sin of variance. It is very dangerous. Very dangerous. And a lot of Christians in our day and time are guilty of the sin of variance. And I tell people all the time, this is something that bothers me. I come across people, they want to show off that they're redneck. And so, however Christ wants me to be isn't near as important as I got to be different. I got to show off my redneckness. Listen, if you hang around me long enough, even when I'm in a suit, you're going to see how country I am. You just hang around me a little while and you're going to notice that I don't have to dress a certain way. I don't have to fit into a certain mold. And you'll find out that I like farming, that I like hunting, that I like fishing, that I like seeing things built and brought together. I like to ride a four-wheeler and that I like to play in the mud some. And there's some people who say I gotta, and leaving the redneck part, there's some people who say I gotta be a thug. And I gotta dress this way, and I gotta listen to this music, and I gotta do this and this. How's it fit into Christ? And revealing Christ in your life. But I gotta be me, and I gotta be different, and I gotta be this. You know that's a sin? The sin of variance? We as Christians need to be consistent people, and we need to be conforming to the image of Christ. Not conforming to this world, but conforming to the image of Christ. And if we're not doing that, then we're committing a sin of variance. Here's some thought that I want to leave with you as we leave today. We'll try to come up and pick back on the next subject, Lord willing, next week. And again, I pray this could be an encouragement and blessing to us. If nothing else, one of the things I want to do through this is encourage you to study more. Knowledge is power. But knowledge that is not used is a lack of wisdom and is useless. Study to show thyself approved unto God and submit yourself unto the authority of God's word. This is the burden that we have on our heart. If you have anything on your heart, our number is 601-544-7920. You can write us, Brandon Hartfield, 8 Smith Drive, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401. You can email us, our email address, brobrandonh@aol.com. That's brobrandonh@aol.com. Again, we pray this could be a blessing and the Lord would use it to touch your heart. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll take this simple message, use it to your honor and glory, and Father, for the good that is accomplished through it, let us step aside and give you the praise, for it is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen.